President Obama to air So You Think You Can Govern, Tuesday nights on Fox. The president will be delivering the State of the Insurance before Congress. Eagerly awaited. Well, eagerly. State of the Insurance, the riders alone should take several hours, I would think. Plus the usual boilerplate, you know, small print. Mr. Obama is making a crucial concession to Congress. He's letting them have the death panel committee. Okay. Innovation, a big part of the plan, as the president will propose Twitter care. Yeah, it's BlackBerry delivered health care. I'm on Twitter care. Take plenty of tweets and stay warm. That's pretty much. In a compromise, health has been deleted from health care because a care package is a lot easier sell. So then there. So then where does that leave us there? Without the health and the health
care. No health, just
Jim?
Care.
Huh?
Just care.
Just care. Okay. A little care is a good thing.
Sure.
I think so. And the speech is going to be an important one for him, and I think he needs a little rhetoric, a little flourish in there. You know, it needs to be one of these speeches.
Stem winders.
No, not a stem winder, Jim. That's bad. That's just a campaign speech, a stem winder. It needs to have something with flourish, rhetoric, like ask not what pre-existing conditions can do for you. Something like that. That you, Blue Cross, Blue Shield, tear down this wall. Something like that. Yes. See? That's what he's got to do. The axis of healthcare. You know, something like that. We need enemies. We always need more enemies. We have nothing to fear but the hospital gowns themselves. That's what I'm thinking, anyhow. Why am I doing this? I'm not even wearing like this. Is really getting weird. This is a dysfunction. Conservatives are attacking as well President Obama's speech to school children, advising them to tune in, turn on, and drop out. The president can still turn all this around by reviving the economy, restarting the auto industry, bringing jobs back home, and finding Jimmy Hoffa. So it's doable is what I'm saying. The polls show President O approaching W in popularity. Ow. In other news, Joe Biden says stimulus package is working and his wife agrees 100%. 90%. With so many retirements being called off, retirees are asked to leave the tags on the watches. Because they won't take them.
Right.
Sales of I'm spending my kids' inheritance bumper stickers down 500%. And many unretirees are commuting in their Winnebagos now. It's not all that convenient.
Last resort.
Manufacturing surges, especially excuses. Manufacturing excuses, I guess. I should have put that closer to the manufacturing. Housing starts almost match finishes. And there are great deals to be had on your neighbor's house and family. So if you make a bid, no offer refused. The World Climate Conference has endorsed a new climate forecasting model, a huge woolly caterpillar. I mean, a massive, I'm not talking, forget it. Ted Kennedy's posthumous memoir confirms what we pretty much thought about him. He said Chappaquiddick was a Grunion run gone wrong. Terribly wrong. And he said he spent a lifetime feeling that he was the only Kennedy not worth shooting. That's quite a thing to admit. Massive youngest brother anxiety, which I can relate to, being the youngest. I'm familiar with that. However, Clayton, Howard, and Arthur are no Joe, Jack, and Bobby. It's much funnier if you know my family, I guess.
Howard, maybe.
Howard could be like a Jack, JFK. Swine flu masks sell out. People turn to pantyhose over the head. Halloween mask, welding mask, and surplus gas masks, especially those World War I canister models. Very popular now. in Wisconsin were just climbing into our Packer ski masks a little early. And, of course, the antibiotic cheese heads. Those are very handy. Health authorities advising Americans not to wear their masks to the bank. Was that you? Holy cow. And not to wear them while texting and driving, speed dating, or while visiting France, where it is considered religious headgear. In still other news, Michael Jackson interred over Billie Jean in Forest Lawn Mausoleum. Billie Jean, Michael Jackson, Forest Lawn. Okay, never mind. Macaulay Culkin threw himself on the casket while Corey Feldman ululated. I'll never have a chance to use that again in a while. Corey Feldman ululated. Michael Vick gets a readmit from the NFL principal. Brett Favre to be used as illegal blocker by the Vikings. Because anybody can hand off to Adrian Peterson, let's face it. You don't need him for that. Yes, thank you very much. Thank you. Google to own all books from Beowulf to Glenn Beck. Essentially the same book, by the way, Beowulf and Glenn Beck's. A study finds large thighs are good for what ails you. I always liked it myself.
Yeah.
A little meat on the bones there. Dutch moon rock proves that there are petrified forests on the moon, and thus tourism possibilities. And finally, page 4, Kurt Schilling to run for Ted Kennedy's Senate seat on a bloody sock. Okay, you'd have to know Kurt Schilling, yeah. I guess, and a bloody sock. Or maybe it wouldn't help. Levi Johnson says Sarah wanted to say Bristol was just a little bloated. And let it go at that. Mac, spinning wheel of death in No Leopard update. Man's finger bitten off at healthcare town meeting. Unfortunately, it's not covered. Ironically, I guess you could say there. Missing Chicago Kennedy Nixon ballots turn up in Kabul. It was Nixon in a landslide. South Vietnamese troops headed to Afghanistan as soon as their uniforms can be let out. Swine. No, come on. You're not going to start doing that, are you? Base thing. Swine getting inoculated against human flu. And Tom Ridge says a Homeland Security threat chart was just a tricked out United Way thermometer, ladies and gentlemen. That's all the news that isn't, wasn't, and shouldn't be.